Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome. This is Access Astrology speaking to you on Blog Talk Radio on Monday evening or whenever you're pulling up the archive. We are three astrologers who get together and chat about what's going on astrologically and how that's reflected in the life around us. And then we take calls from listeners or emails from listeners and have a look at your chart and see if we can make some suggestions. My name is Mark Waltz, and I am in New York City on the island of Manhattan and over on the west side. Over on the east side is my colleague,
Ann Ortley, and I'm on my bright red desk on the Upper East Side, and it's 78 degrees here in New York. And it's April, whatever month we're in. It's like amazing. It's so warm. I'm sitting here sweating.
Yeah, we went to the Brooklyn Botanic Garden this weekend.
Oh, cool. Wasn't it beautiful?
The cherry blossoms are full, and the lilacs have even come out.
Wow.
A good 2 or 3 weeks early.
Yeah, we love the lilacs. So they're really, the lilacs are really blooming?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, amazingly.
I love the lilacs.
This is like the middle of April.
Yeah, they're usually May, the first, second week in May.
Yeah, definitely. And we're usually joined by Heather Roan Robbins from St. Paul, Minnesota. And we're hoping to hear from her momentarily.
Hopefully she'll ding in with her Aunt Clarabelle.
Right. Good. And in the meantime, here we are with the sun about to go into the second sign of spring, Taurus.
There's the Grand Clarabelle.
And there's Heather.
Yes, this is Heather Roan Robbins from St. Paul, Minnesota.
Good. How's your tornado watch out there?
It's been interesting. The tornadoes pass through, you know, one of the things we mentioned last week as, you know, Mercury, Pluto, and Mars all changed directions at one time is there was going to be a lot of turbulence. You know, I describe it like a river flowing into the ocean, all the eddies and currents. And the weather has been wild out here in the Southwest or in the Midwest. We had a line of storms that went from Texas up to the Minnesota, and the tornadoes all across the way. The nearest tornado was about 100 miles from here, which isn't that far in the prairies. We had one in southern Minnesota, and just south of the Twin Cities in Iowa, we had some amazing storms and hail here that day, yesterday and the day before. But yesterday was some really interesting ones.
Wow. Well, I know they were saying big storms in the West. I mean, my radio was going on about it, and I'm like, really? Big storms in the West? Wow, you know.
Well, they say
they know. They can tell ahead of time,
People.
Pardon?
They saved people. And to tell you how it felt the day before the storms, or yesterday morning, it was 75 degrees here, and this morning it was 36.
Wow.
So the storm line was between a radically overheated storm system, which I gather you have now.
Right, we have it now. We're 78 degrees.
A very cold northern blast coming down from the south.
Mm-hmm.
And the shear line between the two of them, which they expect to get worse and worse with climate change, is the sudden shifts in temperatures. But the hot air coming up and the cold air going down run this line of spinning, swirling storms all down the road.
Right.
And with all the turbulence up there in the heavens, it's very turbulent down here on Earth. Yeah. As above, so below. As without, so within. Can't make this stuff up. You just kind of go, okay, here we go. And it was a turbulent week in other ways.
So how are you all doing out there?
Good. No complaints. It's been busy. I'm really just so happy Mercury's gone into fire. I have been so tired of having my little Pisces brain, my little Virgo brain soggy. You know, I've been having a soggy brain, wanting extra sleep, you know, just kind of like, you know, not remembering stuff. And I'm like, ooh, it's in fire again. Thank you, thank you. So I'm looking forward to that. I can feel the change already. Thank you very much. So.
Yeah, see, I would rather have more time with Mercury and Pisces.
I know, you like that because you have that. Yeah. That makes you happy.
You also have a lot of fire in your chart natally, don't you, Mark?
Right, yeah, so I don't need Mercury and fire.
Right. Some of us who get to a little soggy, like, you know, we could say wet behind the ears, you know, you might just say soggy with Mercury and Pisces for that long. I have to say my brain was feeling a little waterlogged.
Yeah. But I'm glad you were happy, Mark. That's good. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good. It's like, it's every, you know, the whole point is when it's in your favorite sign, you're like, oh, yeah, I'm happy. And then, you know, it moves on to the next guy, and you go, oh, wait, come back. But I'm
luckily,
happy as fire.
Luckily, each one's got a gift.
Pardon?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I said, luckily, each one's got a gift.
There's a purpose for everything under the sun. I was doing a class tonight, and one of my students we were talking, and she goes, well, I don't understand why that exists. And I'm like, well, you know, there's a purpose for everything under heaven, if for no other reason than for people to go, I don't understand why that exists, you know, because it's like, yeah, why'd you do that again? You know, what's that for? And if for no other reason than to drive you crazy, it gets you clear. And she's like, you're right, you know, it does. So, yeah, it's kind of an interesting time. And we have a new moon this week, yay. Love the new moons in Taurus. And the sun goes into Taurus this week. So it should dry out a little.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So that'll be good.
Yeah.
But we are having fires here on the East Coast.
Yeah. Tell me about the fires.
We're having fires because it's been very dry. There's been no rain. So there's a lot of brush fires, some of them being set apparently, but others are just happening by themselves.
What I've noticed a lot, and I think with the Mercury conjunct Uranus this coming weekend, and making its third pass, you know, March 2nd, Mercury and Uranus were conjunct in Aries, then and opposite my Mercury within 2 degrees, and then they conjunct again as Mercury retrograde back, I think it was the 16th of March, and now they're moving forward, and this coming weekend are going to zap us again conjunct. And I'm seeing, you know, any plans we've been working on shifting and changing, ideas we're trying to get going, new beginnings, really have a chance to cook now that Mercury conjuncts Uranus, but to keep our plans kind of light and adjustable at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's interesting that the plans are changing on the most fixed, fertile weekend of the year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the new moon in Taurus, you know, if you're a gardener, Saturday and Sunday are the day to plant.
Right.
It's a new moon in Taurus. You can't get more fertile than that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're trying to make a baby, now is time to do it. If you're trying not to make a baby, be careful those days.
Right.
It's a very fertile time, but it's also, you know, what are you studying? I'm going to be in a workshop on Venus aspects with Ariel Gutman on Saturday. A great time to plant that information. I hope it will grow in me.
Mm-hmm.
So think about, you know, with Mercury-Uranus conjunction, we've got new ideas, fresh, but and very reactive energy. You know, I'm a little worried because it can also, you know, you can tell off your beloved, say you're leaving, and then that idea grows roots. So be a little careful with that Mercury-Uranus sudden electrical energy, what you say and the decisions you make can grow roots easily.
Yes.
So be cautious about the consequences before acting. And do plant, do put energy into something you want to grow in the year ahead this weekend.
Well, I had somebody tell me a story about somebody that they were having a problem with, and the person's like, all right, well, then I quit, and handed the resignation in. And she was like, heh, heh. You know, like, played right into my hands. You know, now that the resignation's been handed in, I don't have to let her back on, you know. And if I do, I let her back on my terms because she quit, you know, and it's kind of like, so the whole point with the impetus, because fire, it's a fire Mercury, it's a fire Uranus, and it's got the square to Pluto. So in a fit of pique, we can just go, oh, I'm quitting. And then people go, good, you're okay, good, bye. And, you know, you kind of wait, what? And a lot of times people, you know, say, well, I think we should get divorced, and they don't really mean it. And this is the time when they'll actually take you up on it, you know. They'll go, you're right, we should. You'll be like, wait, that was just an idle threat. No, I think I'm tired.
Say, I'm leaving. They'll say, thank God and Greyhound, you're gone.
Yeah. Right.
Or if, you know, you say, well, maybe I could do that, it can grow.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the wild ideas, I would say sometimes we get tricked by the universe into, I think of a friend of mine who was doing a ritual, and they were talking about they had to write down what they were letting go of, and they were putting it into the pot and getting ready to let go. And as she leaned over, her cigarettes fell out of her pocket and into the pot. And she knew that she had just been, you know, ritually hauled to stop and never smoked again. But we might be tricked like that into something this weekend. That's very Mercury Uranus. Into something that was really good for her and was really important for the next steps in her life.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's great. That's a good story.
I like that story.
And you can expect the unexpected thoughts with
mm-hmm.
the Mercury-Uranus
right.
connection.
And the Sabian image.
I always like to recommend carrying around a little notebook or using your, you know, whatever electronic thing you take notes on. And as a spontaneous thought comes up, make note, because you may be able to use it. But that's what the Uranus-Mercury
mm-hmm.
connections always stir up a lot of unexpected ideas.
Yeah, definitely fun. And I think it's
wonderful.
Also understanding that the whole universe right now is saying change, change. What do you want? And, you know, we really, our consciousness, the Sabian image also for the new moon is an electrical storm, illuminates the forest and the landscape. So we can expect to be illuminated, good, bad, or indifferent. Illumination, you know, the electricity's not got an opinion, it's just showing you something. But, you know, in that moment when it comes, when it's dark, or when you're, you know, you're sitting there and it's nighttime and you just see the crack of light across the heavens. It's very powerful. So watch for illumination and say, okay, you know, what is it I really need to bring into my life? What do I need to grow and nurture? And what do I need to also weed? You know, it's a good weeding week. If you don't want it to grow, pull it out of the ground and, you know, throw it in the discard pile.
Weed at the dark of the moon, and then Friday night the moon turns. It's new on Saturday morning,
mm-hmm.
just like one in the morning your time, or it's like it's 45 minutes after midnight here, or thereabouts. So by the time you wake up, it will be a new moon.
Yep, which is always nice. We love new moons. So, and we also have the sun going into Taurus, getting fixed, and we also have. Lots of activity, you know. It's the release is always profound as we go towards this Taurus moon, because it really is the release of the old land, because Taurus is all about planting. So this is when you plow the field and you put the seeds in and you kind of say, okay. So the old leaves all get turned under. So this is a really fabulous week to clear closets and release things. And the aspects are very good for separating. And also it's tax day, you know, so you're separating from your money, too. the ever-present, you know, Uncle Sam
mm-hmm.
saying, share with me the abundance of your life. So as an accounting principle, it also is, you know, it helps you keep track of what you've actually accomplished. So that part's good. So let me put out the number and see if there's anybody out there that would like to call in. 347-215-8881. 347-215-8881, and make sure to press 1 so we know to call on you, because that makes your hand raise that you want to ask a question or talk to us. The other thing I thought was interesting was Uranus has moons, or Saturn has moons, rather, with ice volcanoes and warm water on them. And I thought that was really interesting that they discovered this. You know, they've sent a little probe by. And they're sending back pictures, and they're like, hey, maybe there's life in there. You know, it's so warm, it could be. And it's like an Earth-size moon. You know, it's around Saturn, but it's warm and juicy. And can you imagine what an ice volcano is? I find the concept kind of interesting. But it's so cold that it freezes,
mm-hmm.
and then it erupts, you know, from the warmth underneath.
Mm-hmm.
So. kind of fun. And it's also Earth Day Sunday, too.
That's right.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, which
that's
always
the perfect time on that new moon. Yeah.
Which is good for Earth Day to happen on on a Taurus moon. All right, so we're going to go for the callers. How about 239-443? How are you? You can hear us? Do you have a question?
I do, and I can hear you.
Good.
I want to say thank you for accepting my call. I wanted to also say that I have called in several times before. Last time I talked to you, I was living out in California. It was a 10-month deal. It didn't work out as far as the jobs went. So I did return back to Florida. I'm living here in Kid Coral, 33904. And, of course, you need my birth date, May 4th, 1959,
5:46 a.m.?
Yes.
In Cape Coral?
Yes.
Okay. And what was your question?
I came back here August of 2011 and started working for airline, which I took the job seasonal, and it's becoming at an end, and now I'm at another crossroad where I need to know where am I going. Is there another job out there, or is my airline going to be the job that I'm going to continue being employed with?
Okay.
And what kind of job do you do for them? Are you desk or are you?
I'm sorry?
I said, what do you do for them?
Airport operations, customer service.
Mm-hmm.
And I have
so
applied for other jobs with the company,
yeah,
and also outside the company as well.
Mm-hmm. And I noticed that Uranus is within a degree of squaring your sun, and it feels like there's so much unsettled that hasn't settled down yet. Now through September, Saturn is going back and forth squaring your progressed Mercury. And so you progress sun and you progress more. It's not an easy summer.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like after this summer, when Saturn moves out of Libra and moves away from your progressed Mercury at 28 degrees, you might be in training for some new position this summer, but I think you're going to find a lightness and a sense of purpose coming back to you after that. You've got one more month with your progressed moon in Pisces, where it's been for 29 months, and you might feel just kind of overwhelmed and like you're giving up, and may find that when your progressed moon hits Aries in 1 month, that your oomph comes back and you have more energy, because that's where your moon is natally, and you begin to find a way of being more at home in your work and in a place in the company that feels more like you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you'll be kind of either learning or working or trying to, you know, maneuvering the next level of it now through the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Once you get towards the end of September, your chart calms down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But you are going to have Jupiter through the first, which often starts a new cycle. So if you think back to 2000 and 88 and 76, each of those years you kind of began a new passage. And also you're having Venus back and forth in the second house. So while it can look turbulent financially, I think you'll be okay with money. Venus is going to station on your Gemini Venus. And it also, because you're a Taurus and your sun's in Taurus and your rising sign's Taurus, the ruler of your chart going back and forth for 126 days tends to make you kind of go, oh, you know, back in the roller coaster again. But it's for a new spot or a new idea or a new direction. And then you've got Saturn going through your sixth house, which often shows as doing an apprenticeship, meaning you're finding some work that you have to learn how to do, but then that becomes work that you really use starting next year when Saturn gets to your seventh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mark, what do you see? Mark?
Yeah, I'm just looking at this. You have a certain amount of impatience on things, and you want to allow things to develop in their own time. So I think what Heather and Ann are saying is that there is a switch in time coming, and you want to wait until the switch comes in.
Is that switch going to happen anytime soon? And the reason why I ask is this job, like I said, is becoming seasonal. I do have, and it's funny how everything seems to be going as far as what you're saying. I'm going for an interview on Wednesday for an intern position. Intern for transportation, logistics, which...
I think that would fit you better.
I think so, too. And so now I'm looking at, you know, do I really have a chance? I think they're interested,
yes,
but
I think
do
you
I really have a chance?
Jupiter just came over your ascendant and is on your sun. And that, you know, usually means you have more options opening up for you. You'll have more energy in about a month.
Okay.
It may take them a while to find out about this job, or it may make a decision on it, or it may that once you get started, it takes you a month to feel at home in the new job or feel like, okay, now you're getting it. But I think that you've got a very good chance of, you know, it just feels like you're on a steep learning curve for a while.
Okay.
So that would fit with starting an internship.
Yeah, because
be
Saturn
awesome.
In the sixth is very much you're learning a new trade or you're apprenticing. It's like an apprenticeship, you know.
Right.
It's
right.
Start at the beginning, and then once you get this, then we'll move you other places. So that makes sense that it would be something new.
Yeah, the sound of transportation logistics, it sounds good for your car.
Mm-hmm. Well, very cool.
You know, and I feel it too, and it really feels good to know that you're seeing it in my charts and know it could very, very well happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very, very excited.
You there? I think we
Wonderful.
Lost.
Wonderful.
Oh, good.
No.
All right. Cool. All right.
Well, I have an email
You're
from
welcome.
One of our listeners after we're through here, before we take the next phone call.
Okay, we're ready.
Okay, this is from Tamara, and she says she has Venus in a long transit in her seventh house, and she wants to know if she needs some help with that. She also says, thanks to all three of you for a wonderful show, which never fails to teach me something, which is lovely. So her birth date, she was 8/14/1965 in San Francisco at 1:30 p.m.
Okay. What was tomorrow's question?
And she is concerned about the long transit of Venus in her seventh house. And she, maybe you could talk about what Venus is doing right now and what you think that looks like for her or why. She says it's already stirring things up.
Yeah.
And Venus usually stirs things up in a good way, but not always easily. Can make us really restless.
Right, and she has an afflicted Venus, so that's probably why she's feeling a little. And I don't mean that in a mean way tomorrow. Let's talk about afflicted Venus. What that means is your Venus has conversations with a couple of the mean guys in the zodiac. She's opposite Saturn, and she's near to Pluto, and she's opposite your moon. And they're a little wide, I'll give you, but it's kind of like a little cross-talky thing in there, and Chiron's in there too. So what that says is that power dynamics and struggles in relationships are kind of one of the things you can find yourself in on occasion. And because your Mercury is combust your sun, what can happen is you kind of don't know how to say, hey, you know, this feels kind of crappy. Or what actually is going on here? And so your chart will be silent and sad. And because of the Neptune angular, you'll kind of try and figure it out without asking. Now, the universe is trying to disabuse you of that. It wants you talking. So Venus in Gemini is going to say, which one do you want, left or right? And you're going to go, left. And they go, no, wrong. Which one do you want? And you go, right. And it goes, no, wrong. And you're going to go, and get very frustrated. Venus
that
is going
to... Mars and Libra in the 12th.
The Mars and Libra in the 12th. Yeah, so Venus is back and forth all until middle of August. And basically you have to think of it as a giant cosmic mirror. And the goal of it is to get you to talk, and the more you talk, the better. And the more you say,
and the more authentic you are,
and the more you authentic
you, people want, but what you want,
the better, and that's the way to handle this Venus retrograde, because she is playing with you big time, because she's trying to get you to talk, and she's going to square all those planets that are in an argument in your chart, because she's in Gemini and she's squaring the mutables. So where you were not taught to ask for what you wanted when you were little, because there was something wrong, or it was just easier to be quiet, or whatever. You know, you're psychic. You can pick it up psychically. Ain't going to work. So you got to talk your little face off for the next 126 days until the middle of August. And the more you talk, the easier it is. Because it's also on your North Node. What do you guys see?
That sounds absolutely perfect.
Yeah. And that being on the North Node is... that's the challenge in it.
Yeah.
You know, and it is a challenge to communicate and to do it in some meaningful way, even though you sort of can't help it, you know.
I mean, to support that, at the moment, your progressed moon is in Sagittarius, and it's at 14 degrees. So you've got another 16 months where your progressed moon is saying, be honest, be real, be funny about it if you need to, but talk. But that progressed moon is squaring Saturn and setting off your mutables right now. So there's a lot unsettled in relationships, a lot unsettled in family. But it's pushing that main piece of healing that you came into this life to do, because your natal Venus, although it is in this kind of difficult seesaw, is in a separating aspect. In other words, it's pulling away from the conjunction to Pluto-Uranus and the opposition to Saturn, the Moon, and Chiron. So much of the pain in your life happened in your family before you were born and in other lifetimes. And so it's kind of hard for you to get at the stories. You may have small stories, but the root reasons why it's hard for you to express yourself emotionally, not melodramatically, but honestly, is you can't really see easily. You just have to trust that it was there and trust that you're healing it, and that to keep kind of coming back to your own center. What do you need? What do you feel? Now negotiate for what you need in comparison to what they need. But there's new energy, new people, new excitement. A lot that ask you to do this little part of your life in a different way than you have in the past.
Mm-hmm. Mark, any last things? The British lady just given us a warning, so we got a couple more minutes. Any last things to add?
No, I think you said it very well. What you need to pay attention to, how to handle the sense of what the planet is doing and what your possibilities are for responding. So, you know, we've come up with communicating and, being heard, whatever it is, big noise.
Good.
All right. And with that, the British lady has said it's time to go. So Ann Ortley is signing off here on the East Coast.
And
this is Heather Rowan Robbins from St. Paul, Minnesota.
Okay. Thank you all for tuning in. And you can always look us up at
Darned if I know.
You can find on Access Astrology website all of
our
email,
stuff,
personal
right.
email addresses. Yeah. And you can just start there. And we'll all be happy to
see,
help.
Mark, Mercury just went into Aries. There it went. You know, you had your couple of weeks. Now it's in fire, and you're like, oh my God, where'd it go? Very good.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what
take
happens
care.
When planets change signs. All right, folks.
Okay.
We'll
bye-bye.
See you all
okay.
next week.
Thanks.
Take care. Bye.
Bye now.